In Brandon's case, the teachers would not even question the bullies because they asked me for concrete evidence. Even after I showed them text messages, Brandon had wrote the names down of the bullies. What kind of evidence do they want us to show them? There's something in the report that really does highlight how we felt as a family. It says there were signs that Brandon found the involvement of professionals intrusive. He disengaged from education, friends, family, and his mental health deteriorated with a tragic outcome. Multi-agency work was not effective. There was a drift and delay in specialist assessments. And the last bit, and the family were held captive by his illness because Brandon was ill and, he was refused treatment. There has been huge changes after Brandon's passing. Leicester now do have a crisis outreach team. Also, reading through the report, there has been loads of recommendations, more communication, more of a professional role lead. All schools now will have to go through a statutory obligation. If a child approaches a teacher about bullying, they will have to go through a process and not rely on concrete evidence.